Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When the Israelite nation was young, God appointed the place where His people were to meet to worship Him. God instructed Moses, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it." Exodus 25:8-9. When the tabernacle had been constructed, a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Exodus 40:34. During the reign of Solomon, the Israelites built a magnificent temple, one of the most beautiful structures of all time. David wanted to build a temple, but was not permitted to do so because he was a man of war. 1 Kings 5:3. At the dedication of the Jewish temple, King Solomon said, "And the Lord has performed His word that He spoke, and I have risen in the place of my father David, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel." 1 Kings 8:20. Solomon's prayer for dedication appears in 1 Kings 8:22-30. Solomon built the first temple, but the Babylonian army destroyed it. The Jews, under the direction of Zerubbabel, built a second temple after their return from the exile in Babylon. The second temple was greatly inferior to Solomon's temple. Many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men, who had seen the first house, when the foundation was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard far off. Ezra 3:12-13. Herod's temple was still standing when the Lord and His disciples walked this earth. It was completely destroyed when the mighty Roman army marched against the city of Jerusalem. In His Olivet Discourse, Jesus predicted, "There shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Matthew 24:2. There will not be a fourth temple, regardless of the teaching of the premillennialists, although the Lord has a temple today, the Church of the Living God. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" 1 Corinthians 3:16. The Apostle Peter does not use the word temple in the following verses, but there can hardly be any doubt about his meaning. "To whom coming, that is, unto Christ, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 2:4-5. Solomon's temple was extremely beautiful. The second temple was probably beautiful, but did not compare with Solomon's temple. Herod's temple, with its brilliant white stones, had a royal splendor that was breathtaking. But the Lord's temple today is far more beautiful than all three of the other temples combined. God's temple in the Christian era is built on Christ the foundation, and is composed of living stones, members of the Church of Jesus Christ. Paul informed the Athenian philosophers that God does not dwell in temples made with hands. Acts 17:24. "We are the temple of God, and God's Spirit dwells in us." The word "dwells" is present tense and means to make His home in us. The Spirit of God continually dwells in the temple, the Church of the Living God. What a tremendous honor for the Spirit of God to dwell within us. But it involves great responsibilities, too. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless and keep you.